Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them. But we'll be better for it, you know. And there again, credit Minnesota, but we made the one mistake that cost us, you know. And so ultimately, you know, we didn't do enough to win. But I was proud of them, and I love the fight they have in them. And I love the grit.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Friday morning. A lot of NFL to continue to break down here. 10:20, Will Brinson will join us. At 10:40, we will jump into the baseball. The ALCS starts tonight, NLCS on Saturday. Our picks, our plays on the series prices. So we'll look forward to some baseball as we roll through the NFL. But the voice there of Dan Campbell, let's start with his game. Look, the Lions have grit. The Lions have fight. But the Lions do not have any wins. Zero on the season so far. This is an interesting one. They're at home, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are off to a good start. The Bengals really probably walked away from last week thinking they should have won. I mean, they should have beat the Packers in that game last week. They didn't. And now they're in Detroit. The number on this game, the Bengals are 3.5-point road favorites. The total is 47. So far this season, away favorites are 20-10 in the NFL. I feel like the Lions are going to break through one of these weeks. They are getting 3.5 points at home. The Bengals have not covered, I believe they're only covering their win is the Steeler game, when they kind of ran away from the Steelers and Ben looked terrible. So that, you know, they haven't been exactly lighting on fire when they win. They're just winning those games. But can the Lions stop those receivers for the Bengals? I keep coming back to that. That's my hiccup on thinking Lions, is I don't know how they stop Higgins and Boyd and Jamar Chase.
Start with Chase. This is the worst pass defense in the NFL, and yep, a lot of us say they fight. It's true. You said they don't have any wins, but they got some ATS wins. They're 3-2 against the spread. They're covering the number, but now they're not a big dog, only getting 3.5 points here. I think Jamar Chase is going to be phenomenal this game. And remember, this is the game that there were a lot of national pundits that killed the Bengals. How do you not fix that offensive line? Penei Sewell's right there for you. You take the all-pro tackle for the next 10 years, protect your franchise, the quarterback. Meanwhile, the quarterback wanted the wide receiver, right? Early returns says the Bengals made the right decision. Because Sewell, he'll get better. He'll be all right. He'll be good probably. But he's been terrible so far. He's given up a ton of pressure on that offensive line, and Chase has been explosive. There's a reason he's a favorite or co-favorite to be the offensive rookie of the year, a wide receiver, when we had 5 quarterbacks drafted in the first round, and most of them are playing right now. So That Detroit pass defense is something I just can't get past. And I understand why people want to back them. They're going to be at home, and they're only getting 3.5 points here. But those injuries continue to pile up. Ragnow, the center, now he's out for long term. The Bengals center, Hopkins, he's been dealing with an injury as well. And it's notable that on Thursday, so Mixon limited Wednesday, but on Thursday he gets downgraded. He did not participate. So we don't know if we're going to have Mixon in this game. I would lean Cincinnati. I can't tell you that I feel great about it. Last 3 weeks, though, it feels like we're talking about a different Bengals team. Last 3 weeks, they are number 6 in the NFL in net yards per play.
They look pretty good. Aaron, what do you think about this game?
I think the Bengals looked really good against the Packers last week, despite all those missed field goals. It was like the field goal game. But I would be shocked if the Bengals didn't take care of business against the Lions. But I really want the Lions to get a win so bad. The fighting Dan Campbells, biting kneecaps. I love this team. They do have so much grit and fight and heart. They haven't been giving up despite their 0-5 record. They are 3-2 against the spread, as Joe O said. So they're getting so close. I just don't know if I'm going to bet on this one. I want to believe that the Lions will finally get their first win of the season, but I'm passing on this game.
Joe Burrow is top 8 in quarterback rating. He's top 8 in PFF grades among all quarterbacks. This Lions pass defense, passing yards per attempt, they're giving up 9.3 passing yards per attempt. They're dead last in explosive pass rate, 15% on defense. We didn't spend a lot of time this week on this game. I'm talking myself into liking Cincinnati minus 3.5. Am I insane?
No, you're not. So you mentioned the 9.3 yards per attempt. If you look right now at the leaders in the NFL, that is Kyler Murray, Matthew Stafford territory. So they're basically turning every quarterback into an efficiency.
Average quarterback.
Of the best quarterbacks in the league right now. So,
and Burrow's been great.
Yes, though he can't talk. Does that worry you at all? Because he got hit in the throat last week. He's been on throat rest. He's fine physically. He's going to play and all that. They told him not to talk this week. I would lean the Bengals too. But, I've already resigned myself to the fact. I know what's going to happen. The Eagles are going to go to Las Vegas next week with extra rest. They're going to beat the Raiders. They're fine. And then they're going to lose to the Lions. 2 weeks from now, the Lions' first win will be against Nick Sirianni.
We're talking about Bengals-Lions, Joe.
I know. They're not going to win this week. They're going to beat the Eagles in 2 weeks. All right, let's move to the next game here. Cowboys-Patriots. Now, this one has interesting line movement. So this is now down to 3. The Cowboys, 3-point road favorites, total 50.5. We talked about this as this week's gone on, that kind of the old school thinking, or just like the historical thing, would be maybe fade the Cowboys, right? They've been so good. Road game, Belichick versus McCarthy. There's a lot of reasons to like nod your head and say, this is the week that the Cowboys get picked off a little bit. Mm-hmm. And yet none of the matchups seem to lead you to believe that. And when we look at this, the way each team has played so far this season, yet the number is creeping down. Joe, what are you feeling on the number changing here? Because you look at the matchups and you look at the skill players and the quarterbacks, it all says Cowboys, but the number is starting to say Patriots.
Especially when you look at that Patriots defense, what they could not do against Davis Mills. But we go back 2 weeks ago, they did a very nice job against Brady in the elements. Dallas was -1 on the look ahead. It opened 4, and it's come down to 3 due to sharp money earlier in the week. I've heard a lot of disagreement on this game. There are some people that think this is Dallas. This is 100% Dallas. This line should be closer to 6. And I've heard people say that this is too much of an overreaction. You have to jump on New England. They had a complete dud after the Brady game against the Texans and Davis Mills on the road. And now they're back home, and you're going to see a different squad. I say pay attention. Once again, this is the theme. I hate that we're on the air before the final injury reports come out. Like, they come out right after we get off the air. Because there are some impactful players on the Cowboys that are not practicing this week, including Diggs. He has not practiced Wednesday or Thursday. And now they add their left tackle, the Cowboys do, Tyron Smith, to the injury report. So watch out for that. We're going to see a better effort out of New England, a better effort. But I'm also not interested in the side or total in this game. line movement is fascinating that we're back, that we're down to the key number of three after opening at four when everybody is finally getting behind this elite Dallas offense.
Aaron, what do you think on this game? This is an interesting one. Yeah. I'm actually really looking forward to this game.
I know, me too. Actually, the more I dive into it, the more I'm conflicted. And it's interesting that Joe O said he's heard a lot of disagreement because I feel like I'm in disagreement with myself. I was on the Cowboys earlier in the week, but the more that I look into it and dive into it, I actually like the Patriots. You've got a coaching mismatch, Bill Belichick versus Mike McCarthy. The Patriots are winless at home, so they've got to be hungry. Bill Belichick has to get a win at home. Mac Jones has looked pretty good for a rookie quarterback. He's been one of the strengths of the team. I think he was the star in that game against Tom Brady and the Bucks. The Pats defense, though, has been disappointing for me. I do think that Bill Belichick gets this team clicking on all cylinders at some point this season and has them rolling, and this could be the week. The Cowboys, they won three straight home games. Obviously, they're on the road here. They are undefeated against the spread, but I do think all this chatter and talk about, the Cowboys might be the best team in the NFC. They could go to the Super Bowl. Maybe that confidence gets to them. Maybe this is a game where they overlook the Patriots on the road. I think Bill Belichick loves a challenge like this, going up against a really good Cowboys team. So I don't know. I think the winless Pats at home, they need a win, and maybe this is the week they do it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I would say it's probably going to come down to, do you have more belief in the Dallas offense or the New England defense / Belichick? That's kind of what we're fighting here.
Right.
I would say look at the Cowboys in that instance, but there's just something holding me back on this. There's something that I don't like about this number. And there are other games, way too many other games, that I have a stronger feeling on. Another game that I can't wait to see what we see out of New England. It could be a rout. It could be, well, Dallas goes up two scores, Mac Jones can't keep up. That's certainly a possibility.
Yeah. Sure. It is, yeah. I think it's close, though. Something's pushing me towards New England. Something is pushing me towards New England, even though a lot
me
of matchups end Dak. Yeah. I have a weird feeling on New England. All right, let's jump to the Vikings and Panthers. We could bring in Paul Asper on this because Paul's been diving into this game all week. Vikings, Panthers on Sunday. This line has moved. I mean, this has been jumping around the zero in terms of who the favorite is in this game. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook, the Panthers, the home team in this game, are currently 2.5-point underdogs. This has now moved. It is now Vikings -2.5 on the road in Carolina, total 45.5. Look, we focus a lot on the Vikings offense, right? Cousins, what they do, Thielen, Jefferson, the running backs. How about their defense the last 3 weeks? You know, it was bad last year, right? Zimmer had to get it together. First 2 weeks, it was not good in Cincinnati, in Arizona. Last 3 weeks, under 20 points each week. And two of those were against the Browns and the Seahawks. The Vikings defense against Sam Darnold, that's what I'm coming back to and why I think the number might be creeping here.
So to Joe's point, so Vikings all of a sudden second in pressure rate against a terrible, terrible Panthers offensive line. That's been their Achilles heel recently. Vikings top 10 in yards per play allowed in the last 3 weeks. And we've seen – so the defenses on both sides win the matchups against the offenses on both sides. So, one, is this an under game? But as far as picking a side, that's why I've started leaning towards it's a Vikings or nothing game. Now, these injuries on the Vikings offense, it's a Vikings or nothing game. I did tease Carolina up. They're in a teaser up above 7.5 at 7.5. Don't feel great about it, but we were high on the Panthers for a while. And look, they lost to a good Cowboys team. I don't know what happened last week against the Eagles. They kind of collapsed late. If they finish that game, which they pretty much dominated, what is this line? I guess it probably stays on the other side of zero. But I just, like, I think Joe G, you said the winner of this game probably in a good spot for the playoffs. Loser, probably on their way out. And it's just what a fall it would be for the Panthers.
That'd be gigantic.
Christian McCaffrey's going to play, is he?
No, he was downgraded in Thursday's practice, so I would guess not. We'll see what happens on Friday. I don't know if Justin Jefferson's playing. I don't know if Adam Thielen's playing. I mean, all the best offensive weapons. It's up in the air. I hate to be a broken record on this, but how do we make a definitive call without knowing CMC, Thielen, Jefferson? Madison did not practice. It's not a big deal because you got Cook back in full, so it looks like he's good to go for this game. Where's the biggest Vikings advantage, Paul?
I'd say the front four against the Panthers offensive line.
It's very similar. It's similar to the way I thought about Eagles-Panthers last week. And what I said is I thought Hurts could make a play, Darnold wouldn't. Now, they're different, right? Cousins is a better quarterback than Hurts. Hurts made the plays with his legs to help win that game late. Can Cousins make the throws? You feel good about dropping 2.5 with Cousins on the road? I don't feel great about it,
the way the offense has played. It is interesting that this has gotten out to 2.5. Like,
I know.
Looking through the zero, I don't think that's a big deal, but pushing it to 2.5, and maybe they're going to test those waters at some point. Go to 3. Is there going to be buyback on Carolina?
I think that's automatic buyback, don't you?
Yeah,
defense. And I think we said it earlier in the week. Like, this is basically, you want the whatever side you're on, you want the other quarterback to have the ball last. Because you trust the defense, right. You do not trust either quarterback.
But I would rather have Cousins on my side.
I agree with that. Especially, like, I wanted to believe Sam had kind of figured some things out with Joe Brady and Matt Rhule last week. Killed any idea of any of that.
Dead.
He has not looked good the last couple of weeks with Christian McCaffrey out.
Nope. When he's pressured, he crumbles. He's done. His career's not over. He's 24, but it is the same Sam Darnold, right? He's got a better team around him, but he's the same Sam Darnold. I like the Vikings. I just think the Vikings are better. Better than their record. They're pretty good. They're not great, but they're pretty good.
The Browns close, right? I mean, that was a one-score game that went down to the wire. They lost to the Cardinals, on a field goal.
And look, they didn't blow out the fight in Dan Campbell's. Happens to a lot of teams. What are you going to do? I mean, the other side, too, if the Vikings had blown out the Lions, this would be 3 already, right? They struggled a little bit to finish that game last week. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth. This is BetQL Daily presented by FanDuel Sports. But coming up, Will Brinson, CBS Sports, will join the show. Will has always great thoughts on the NFL and strong takes. We'll get his thoughts on Week 6. And later on this hour, we'll dive into MLB. Both LCSs begin this weekend. ALCS tonight, NLCS on Saturday. We'll touch it all. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.